Blog okay. Talk Radio.
Can anybody hear me now?
Oh, I hear you fine.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry
about the technical difficulties, but we're back online now. We're on air. Everything's good. boy, what a screwed up beginning was that, huh?
No kidding.
Talk about the topic of control. As you can see, we don't have any. We don't have any damn control whatsoever. Anyway, that's what my topic was, and please forgive us for the screw-up. But be patient with me. This is not going to be a religious show, but it does have some things I want to bring up about religion. But, you know, people that want to, let's say, gay marriage. Okay, according to your Bible, gay marriage, covenant between man, woman, and God. Now, if gay people can make everybody accept their point of view and reject that covenant with God, well, then it's not about gay marriage or getting married. That's between them and God. That's not between us and them and God. But what they're trying to do is take control of the narrative. If they can do that, then they can break that covenant. But they can't do that because God ain't going to allow that. Same thing with your free will. You're given free will to do whatever the hell you want, and government says, no, you're going to do things the way we tell you to do them. They want to control the narrative. That's what it's all about. It's all about control. Same reason why people want to become billionaires and millionaires is because they want lots and lots of money so they can control things. Some people want to control their families and their wives, and they become control freaks and get abusive doing so. Everybody tries to control something. We all try to control our own lives. But the only thing that we can really control is that when somebody is doing something bad to you, you have the control to do something about it. Whether you want to do something about it or willing to do something about it, that's a different story. You have to have the will. You can keep and bear arms until you're blue in the face, but if you're not willing to use that weapon against anyone, and I do mean anyone, with or without a badge or a government title, that's trying to steal your rights, steal your freedom and liberty, if you're not willing to do that, you might as well just give your guns up, because unless, of course, you only plan on going hunting with them. But, you know, when you go duck hunting, nobody would want to go duck hunting if 75% of the ducks shot back. That's quoting my wife. But the point is, the only control you got is to punish those who are doing you wrong. And, yeah, things can go bad, and you can get yourself in a big heap of trouble and killed or whatever, but you know what? You can also just sit there and let it happen and then quit whining about it, because that's the way it is. You have control over your actions. One person once in my life told me, it's not what happens to you that really makes the difference. It's how you choose to deal with it. You can sit back and boo-hoo and cry that you're depressed and stressing and you just don't know what to do with life, or you can roll up your fucking sleeves and get out there and do what's got to be done. And sometimes doing what's got to be done requires ugly work. If you talk about God, okay, God, the loving God, the today's Christians, they love to talk about the feel good Jesus, the God of love, and how he's loving and cares for his kids, and he'll protect you from this and protect you from that. Well, I don't think those Christians over in Nigeria right now that are being murdered, I don't think they're feeling that that protection right now. Why? Because God gave us free will. He intervenes when we ask him to, and if it's going to work out. But he has reasons to do what he does. I don't know. I'm not a God. I don't know what's in God's head. But he gave us free will. We can free will sit here and watch TV about the Christians getting killed, or looking at the internet and hear about them getting killed, or Christianity being made illegal because this evil world don't like what Christianity people say, or we can free will and do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Control, the only control you have over is your choices, your decisions. And when it's all said and done, you're the one, your ass is on the line come judgment day. Your senator, your police officer, and your mayor, and your city council, none of those people are going to answer to God for your decisions. You will. So if you decided to sit back and let Congress run your life, or the police dictate to you what you can and can't do and be above you, it's because you chose to do it, and that's the only control you have. But a lot of people say, well, I have a right to vote for this. And no, you don't. Not if it imposes government violence on me. No, you don't have a right to do that. You want to vote for something? Make sure, damn sure, it doesn't violate my rights. Because when you vote for something that violates my rights, you are telling the police and the courts it's okay to use force and violence against me to impose government will over my will. So, no, you don't have that right. Thomas, do you got anything to add to this here, brother? Hello?
Yeah, I got
Thomas?
Plenty. I got plenty to add to it.
All right.
We are responsible for what we do. We are responsible
exactly.
for our defense and for our own protection. And
that's
and,
right.
It used to be the tradition in America that a man, it was his duty to protect his wife and his children. But today,
that's right.
more women are out there trying to defend their children than any men. Men are hiding behind their couch and wondering what the hell to do. Look at that,
Thomas. You can see pictures of these big muscle chicks and these girly men walking the runway with dresses on. Yeah, that's the product of feminism.
Yeah, well, and also a bunch of weak minds, a bunch of people that bought into the whole paradigm. Quite frankly, if people are stupid enough to let people run over them and walk over them and steal from them and rob them and dictate to them how they live and what they eat, even if it's poison and they know it, they still eat it. They still comply because the poison's slow acting. So it's not as bad as getting thrown in a cage or worse.
I find it funny, Thomas, that you should bring that up. I was at the grocery store just the other day, and I was looking at shit that they're selling in these stores. And I'm like, fuck, people will eat anything as long as it smells and tastes okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I used to clean windows with an industrial solvent called trisodium phosphate. Now when you go into the store and look at the ingredients of some of the processed foods that you buy, look for that trisodium phosphate, and other things propylene glycol and, all kinds of industrial waste like sodium fluoride that's being put in our water. And that's an industrial waste and a byproduct of aluminum. It's a hazardous waste. And it's clearly marked at the water department before they throw it in our water supply. It's clearly marked that it's a hazardous waste, and they have specific protocols required for handling it. But yet,
oh yeah,
for us.
On our tractor and trailers, we have to have that little diamond, black and white diamond that says corrosive for that product.
Yeah.
And I used to wash windows myself, and I use hydrofluoric acid to get water spots off of windows.
Oh yeah. Well, you can use a few acid. There's a different. But yeah. But, you know, that's okay to put that stuff in our food now. You know, it used to be, you know, a criminal offense, but now the FDA has made it, that's quite all right. I mean, got to get rid of that industrial waste somewhere, and we certainly don't want it in the environment. So I guess it's better to just put it in the human herd. They need to reduce the numbers anyway.
300 million filters to filter that industrial waste.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, what I was going to start with myself today is that Facebook did me a great favor by disabling my account on Facebook. Now, some people may consider that to be and I wouldn't have even thought it was a favor prior, because I had close to 3,200 people on my timeline or on my friends list that, you know, I was always concerned about, you know, abandoning these people. And, you know, and I'm trying to educate people and get people to wake. But on Facebook, quite frankly, I didn't reach maybe 5% of the people on my friends list at any given time. And then most of the people, as I went through my friends list, are a bunch of Trump bots. They turned off their brains and they believe that this one man in the White House is going to save them and save America. I have no time for that. I'm on MeWe now, MeWe.com. And I've used to have a lot of groups, man, and the notifications just went ding, 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 ding all the time. I'm like, and I just got out of all of the conservative groups, and I'm even thinking about leaving the libertarian one because they're still
Thomas, sorry I'm being rude and interrupting you, but Audrey is like hanging from the rafters and drooling at the mouth to get in. So she says she has a 30-second comment to make. So can I bring her in?
Oh, certainly.
Oh, okay. Bring her in, Matt Man.
Am I in?
You're in.
Am I in? Am I in? Okay.
Yes.
They're in.
Yep, you're in.
Thank goodness I'm not a guy asking a girl. Ha! Anyway, so what do you think about this thing? This militia member that, the leader of the militia on the New Mexico borderline that had been holding the immigrants back, well, he went to court today and he's ordered to stay in jail, but they evacuated the courthouse before they brought him in, chained at the feet and the wrists and around the waist and tied together. And do you think that that has any sway on a jury pool in the near future? Because he did plead not guilty.
You're looking at Casey Massey all over again.
Well, thank you, sir. I thought that this would be something that y'all would understand a little bit about, and it just happened today, and I wanted to throw it out there in case y'all wanted to bandy that about.
Well,
yeah,
nobody.
Yeah. We're talking about control today.
Yes, sir. Well, there's... Yeah. Okay. All right. You can unmute me. I mean, you can mute me now, and I'll catch up later in the second hour. I know it's y'all's time.
Honey, you're always welcomed, and it's just that when we're talking about this topic right now and then you jump in with another topic, we can get to that, but right now we're talking about the topic of control, and that poor fella is going through the same exact thing as Casey Massey is going through. And
I feel
the
that
only
it
way...
correlates with control. They're taking control of the narrative as a militia member is...
Now you're talking.
And we have to, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? And this is what they're adjusting the people to see, that, you know, white Christian American men with guns are clear of the courthouse. How many Muslim trials are there?
You're right.
Practically none.
You're right.
And they don't clear the courthouse for them. You know,
Audrey, you're right. And they did the same thing with Charles Dyer. They did the same thing with Casey Massey, because what they're trying to make the public see is this dangerous right-wing wacko with a gun we need to do this, because all his dangerous right-wing wacko buddies are going to come and gun everybody down if we convict this guy. You know, this is the narrative they're trying to make you see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Now you're talking the control topic.
Dangerous inflammatory rhetoric by the whoever is in control of this situation. Thank you. I thought it was right along the lines, but yeah.
Well,
right.
The truth is nobody's in control, because you know what? If they had any control, they would be helping this guy, because he was trying to help with the border. And he was doing exactly the same thing Casey Massey's doing. But the problem, when KC was on the border, he was doing such an efficient job, somebody wasn't getting paid, because the drugs and the money wasn't making its way across the border when KC was down there. So the government is doing everything they can to make these people, these patriots, look like crazy people to the public, so that they can look like heroes. And the problem is, all of this is going to blow up in their face, and eventually, the crazy right-wing wackos are going to be crazy and go right-wing wacko on them. And when that happens, they're going to be sorry.
Sir, yes, sir. Thank you.
Yep,
Truth be told. I just thought that was important since it happened today.
Although man in handcuffs being brought before a judicial type person is a prime example of control. Earl, back to you.
Yeah, right. Actually, it's back to Thomas. Thomas was the one I interrupted him when he was in the middle of his rant there.
Well, if the militia was worth a shit, they would be very concerned, because they're openly attacking anyone who dares to exercise any form of sovereignty whatsoever, and any control by the individual is looked down upon, is frowned upon. So if there was a legitimate militia, and if their leader was captured by the feds for total bullshit, they would be justly concerned about the unit if the unit was worth a shit. Because they would be looking at breaking his ass out. Look at what happened to Casey. Look at what happened to Charles Dyer. Look what's happened to Schaefer Cox and other political prisoners. Once you're in federal custody, you don't have justice. You don't have fairness. You're not allowed to mount a defense. You're going to be railroaded and shoved in the deepest, darkest hole they can find if you're allowed to live at all. And, they're going to deny you your medication. They'll deny sleep. They'll deny time in the cell without light so that you can't sleep. They'll keep music blaring any number of ways that they torture their prisoners while they're incarcerated. Of course, they're not putting electrodes on their balls, but it's torture nonetheless. They're depriving these people, and they're torturing these people, and they're withholding support from these people. And more importantly than anything, they're depriving them of their liberty unjustly. And so if I were the leader of a militia, I would have a unit. I wouldn't have any men at all if I didn't have men that were willing to go the distance. And going the distance is dealing with these bastards in the federal government, as well as the people that are coming across the border intending harm. And I'm not I've changed my position on the border considerably since I first started, especially when I was a statist and believed in such things. I believe now in the right of people to migrate, both ways, Americans to migrate into Mexico and Central America, and the right of the people in those areas to migrate north into America. I just, as long as they're doing so for totally peaceful purposes and mean no harm to the American people, I don't see it as a threat. I see the federal government imposing their will and imposing cultures that are alien and foreign and hostile to American culture in our communities with far more grave concern than the people crossing the southern border now. I'm not saying that all of them are angels by any means. I mean, there's many people coming from Middle Eastern states and such, and they're clearly coming here to infiltrate our country and cause harm. Those kinds of people need to be stopped. But, you know, I think standing on a border shooting at people simply because they're trying to cross the border, I think that's wrong. I think that's harmful. I think that's harming. I think it would be just as harming for the Mexicans to do it to Americans as I would for Americans doing it to Mexicans.
Well, let me interject on that, okay? I agree to a point. I mean, I do agree with protection of our nation. I mean, but who are we protecting them from? Are there tanks? Are there military soldiers at our border trying to come over? Protect it, by all means. But no. Those people that are just with women and children and kids of all kinds and young men and old men, those people coming over, the only reason they're coming here is because somebody here in our government is saying, come on over. We'll give you free health care. Yeah. We'll give you welfare. Yeah. We'll give you food stamps. We'll take care of you. All you got to do is vote for us, you know. And when they get here, they take advantage of the system, and then they sap everything out of our government system. Well, the answer is stop giving them that shit. So that way, when those people come over here, they have to deal with you and me, Mr. Public, Mr. and Mrs. Public. And Mr. and Mrs. Public needs to stop being dependent on the government and the police. If these people that are coming over are bad people and they mean to do you harm, put their asses in the ground. They'll get the message.
The bad people in this case are the people in government that are going
exactly.
To put advertisements like Obama putting up advertisements in San Salvador and Honduras saying, come to America. You know, they're inviting these people up here. And they're creating a situation. The CIA is also causing situations where people that are desperate, that are hungry, that have nothing, barely anything. Their governments are corrupt. They see America as this shining star up to the north. And they're coming up here in droves because they were invited.
Yeah, well, let me give you an analogy of what's actually happening. All right, let's say Thomas Mick has a back porch and a nice little backyard, maybe a half acre of ground that needs to be mowed every week. Thomas Mick puts up a bird feeder, and the birds come, and he enjoys watching the birds while he's sipping his coffee in the morning. And then he really gets into the birds, so he puts up another bird feeder. And then the next thing you know, he's got more birds, and then he got – The feeders are being emptied really quick. So then he puts up a third one, and he keeps feeding them. And now he's filling that bird feeder four or five times a day. And when he's out there mowing his lawn, the birds are dive bombing them. And that's what's happening. The only way to get the birds to stop dive bombing you, stop eating all your food, is get rid of the fucking bird feeders. Get rid of the reason that the birds are coming to your property.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
that's what illegal immigration is. These people, listen, 14,000 people a week would show up at Ellis Island in the past, and that was not an issue. 14,000 people is just a fraction of what could come here. I travel this country. There's land that is unoccupied all over this country. 14,000 people is nothing. A day, a week, that ain't nothing. But all these people that come over, when they get on the government tit, now it's taken out of Scott Obermiller's paycheck, Earl Conlon's paycheck, Thomas Smick's paycheck, Matthew Lyons' paycheck. Everybody's paycheck is getting tapped to take care of the bird feeders. And who's feeding the birds? Your government is.
While the bureaucrats are sucking on our tit, on us, too. They're not sucking on me anymore. I don't pay them bastards anymore. The only bit of taxes I pay is when I gas up or when I buy something. There's no sales tax. There's no sales tax in Montana, so here's to Montana. I love living here.
The
criminals, though, are largely in the rhinos and the Democrat Party and the people in the administration and the bureaucracy on both political spectrums, all political spectrums. Their statists are expanding their power, and they're doing so at the expense of the American people. And there's no polite way to put that. We're being raped.
And here's something that you probably don't hear very much. The status, the police state, the government overreach, all of that is happening exactly as you said it is. And here's whose fault it really, really is. Mr. and Mrs. Law-abiding citizen. It's their fault because they're allowing these people to have immunity in court, immunity behind the badge. They're allowing these people to do it because, well, they're the government, and it's just the way it is. And, it's the law. We got to obey the law. You know, law-abiding means nothing to me except I'm willing to do whatever my political masters tell me to do.
They're slaves.
That's what law-abiding means, slaves.
They're
the house slaves. Yeah, the house slaves.
Well, they're not even the house slaves. They're the ones that are being fleeced. The house slaves are the cops and the military. Those are the house slaves. They're the ones that keep the other slaves in line. And they're the other ones all the other slaves are afraid of, you know? I mean, because those house slaves are going to come with everything they got. And they'll throw you in a cage or they'll kill you. And, you know, and if you're afraid of death and if you're afraid of the house slave, you're a slave. You're a slave. Until you lose your fear and until you're willing to go the distance and you're willing to fight and stand for your rights, you don't have any. Well, you do, but you're too stupid to exercise them. And you're too fearful to exercise them. So, you know,
right.
I mean, I really, quite frankly, I really don't have respect anymore for people that are statist mindset because they don't think for themselves. They don't. They don't think for themselves. They seem incapable of critical thinking. You know, because they refuse to do it. They refuse to do it because, well, that's I just can't believe that. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. You know, now you can't believe something because you won't investigate. You won't find out if it's the truth or not because it's too scary. It might just upset your apple cart. It might make you think. It might make you change your life. And there are very few people that are willing to make those kinds of changes today. Used to be people would defend them with lives.
Thomas, we have another hand up. Would you like to take a call?
Yeah, put Jim on.
All right. Bring him in, Matt Man. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are we doing out there, folks?
Welcome to the Dashboard Outlaw Show.
Well, kind of a return visit, but it's been some time.
Just had a
couple comments. And hello, Thomas.
What you got for us today, Jim?
Well, first of all, basically the bastardization of America has been an agenda that's been written of for over a century. That's been an agenda that they've wanted to take care of by putting every type of individual from every country into this country. And there's several things that we do to cause that. I mean, for over 100 years, we have been blowing the economy of South and Central America to hell, you know, by corporate reach into their business and just blowing their economy to hell. And as far as them being on our tax roll and our personal expenses, as far as taxes, which some people have taken the steps to overcome, and I'm glad to hear that. We don't even cover our military budget or a budget from a taxpayer standpoint in a year. All that money is digital and on data, period. We're not, the taxpayer ain't paying for everything that's going on with the illegals. They're getting it.
I know that. Jim, but you know something I do know that a lot of people don't seem to know? We might not be on the gold standard anymore, but you know what they back the money with today? Diesel fuel. Oil.
Yeah, but it's not really backed.
Not officially. Not officially, but if you watch the stock markets versus the trucking trend, the shipping and receiving, you'll see that everything goes in a truck. Even if it goes on a plane, train, or a ship, it still has to go in a truck. And the fact is that some smart guy back in the 30s or 40s figured out that automobiles and trucks are going to be a big thing. So now, you know, we have what's called the petrodollar. Oil is what's pretty much backing it. I don't know how.
Yeah,
I'm not a money analyst, and I don't know how to articulate it, but I've physically seen 3 months apart from the stock market to the oil prices, and they almost matched line for line, almost.
Well, I didn't really mean to turn it into a talk about finances, but the United States has had the luxury of being the reserve currency across the planet, mm-hmm. and those days are quickly coming to an end. And we've said that for 2 to 3 years now, or maybe more, and somehow they've kept it floating. And I'm not sure how, but it's artificial, however it is. And
you're talking about the topic of this show, control. They're trying to control everything. Look at your money. You have just enough money to pay your bills, maybe a little bit more to go on a vacation or maybe to go buy that nice boat that you've been wanting. But you don't have much, if any. And the prices of things, truck drivers, I'm making the same paycheck, $600 to $1,200 a week, depending on how hard I run. I made this same paycheck in 1985. Something's wrong with that picture.
I hear you, brother.
As a company driver, I should be bringing home $2,500 a week according to the standard of living. Scott Obermiller, as a owner and operator, he should be making $8,000 gross at least on a regular basis. $10,000. There was a time that I can remember a load from Los Angeles to Philadelphia paid $12,000. That was back before deregulation.
That doesn't have to do with the wealth distribution of today. And that didn't stop when Obama quit being president. That was long before Obama came along, and it's going to keep going long after
Trump. Well, wait a minute. I have to disagree because, you know, it has everything to do with wealth distribution. It's being distributed
from us
to them, the elitists. And they're controlling and manipulating our economy in ways that our prices and the price of living. Mr. Scott Overmiller pays over $400 for a frickin' steer tire. I remember when that steer tire cost $50.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying is the wealth redistribution is going on regardless of who's in office. It's happening,
right.
And it's going to happen more and more as time goes on. The whole agenda is to make
Exactly. We were losing our freedoms and our rights when Reagan was president, when Kennedy was president, when Lincoln was president.
Yep.
I mean, good God.
Nothing new under the sun, is there?
No, sir. No, sir, there is not.
Well, except for the price tag attached to that steer tire, and the only thing that's changed is the value of the dollar, which has gone down.
Right? Yeah. Well, I guess my point was that all this is pretty much agenda-driven and written of. I mean, if we go back, we can look at the writings of a few different people, like Brzezinski and even way before his time on back into the times of Aldous and Julian Huxley and their times. Brave New World explained it, and the times that we're seeing with 1984 is basically the same thing. It was written down, and basically we're living what they wrote down years and years and years ago.
Yeah, well, before we get to the top of the hour and have to go to a commercial break, let me just point this out. Whether we're talking about illegal immigration, war, economy, jobs, taxes, how you raise your children, schooling, education, all of these things have one thing in common. The common denominator is government.
You got it.
And if government was operating as it should be, the only time we would ever have to deal with them is when we do harm or injury, damage, or violating someone else's rights. Mr. Scott Overmiller and his girlfriend Chris Young should be able to raise horses and run trucks and make a profit and keep their money because they did not cause injury, they did not cause damage, and they didn't violate anybody's rights. Audrey should be allowed to have her 4:20 afternoon, and nobody should bother her. She didn't hurt nobody. So if government was brought to where it should be, the only time you would ever have to deal with them is when you did injure somebody, damage something, or violate someone else's rights. Anyway, Thomas, you got anything to say before I take us into the commercial break? Hello, Thomas. I think my co-host went to sleep on me.
I keep muting my mic. And people don't need to hear me belch and chew and do all kinds of stuff in here. So...
You're not supposed to be spanking your monkey on the air.
I can, no, come on. I'll reserve to anything that I need to say for the second hour. And let's go ahead.
All right.
And do to our spot for Davco Transportation.
Yes, sir. And when the song is over with, you get to open up that second hour. All right, brother.
All right,
Matt, we're going to go ahead and do the commercial break. Hang on, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got got my diesel wound up and he's a running like I never before.
Hey folks, this is the Mouth, and if you need something moved, you need to go through Dadco Transportation. Family-owned and operated, Dadco Transportation specializes in pad wrap fixtures to retail stores throughout the country, as well as furniture transportation, pad trapped and box furniture from California to Arizona to all points east. Be it truckload, LTL, rollout, exclusive use, or expedited, Dadco is here to service their clients safely, efficiently, and quickly. So if you need something moved within the continental U.S., contact Dadco Transportation at 609-296-9121 or contact them directly at dadcotrans.com. That's dadcotrans.com.
But I can never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
Hey, hey, this is Liberty Lisa. You've reached the Truth Training.
Non-judicial foreclosures, where they're just taking people's homes without even giving them due process. That's wrong. It's corrupt. It's criminal. It's fraud.
The Truth Train with Liberty Lisa. Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on Truth Emergers Radio.
The cause is bigger than just me. The cause is for everyone.
This is an historic moment. We have in this past year made great progress in ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN standards. This is an historic moment. When we are successful, we will be a new world order.
The one and only original Guerrilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
A new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Well, welcome back to the Dashboard Outlaw show. This is the second hour, and my name is Thomas Mick. Earl is lurking here somewhere.
Yeah, I'm here.
I have been booted from Facebook. They disabled my account. They didn't just throw me in jail like so many others. I feel kind of privileged. I mean, I must have really pissed them off. I didn't really write anything much different than what I usually wrote, but I did assert in my writing on the day before I was banned. I did make it very clear that we have a right to defend ourselves from the government agents. In other words, we have the right to shoot and kill them if they attack us and attack our rights. Facebook crowd did not like that. They're in a partnership with law. I guess they figured they can shut me up, and now I've moved over to MeWe, and I'm using the same message, and so far MeWe.com hasn't seen fit to disable my account and censor me, with the exception of a couple of comments that I've noticed disappear. Minor annoyances I can deal with. But, you know, I talked a little bit earlier when Jim was on it was before Jim got on, but about my feelings about migration and about the right of the people. I've gotten to the point where I have no use for government whatsoever. I no longer believe in the concept of authority. I believe there's one authority, and that's the Creator. And that's the only authority that I recognize over my life. I have my natural inherent rights to do whatsoever I want to do as long as I don't harm another. And I believe in that sincerely. But anyway, are we on the air? Are we on the air?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's some kind of a.
Yeah,
all right.
Anyway. I sent out the new link, as did Earl, as soon as he created, I guess, because I had to go into episodes and copy that link and then post it on my. I had to pick the right playing one, though, because there are two there in episodes if you're going that route. Sorry.
Okay. So. Anyway, what I'd like to clarify my position a little bit on the migrant issue. I do believe in the right of people to peaceably migrate, and that's anywhere in the world, as long as they don't go into another country to attack the people or take advantage of the people. In other words, steal from them, which is what the Central Americans are doing without really realizing what that's what they're doing. These people are coming from very corrupt governments, and they were promised handouts when they came to this country, and they're getting those handouts. The only problem is the American people are not privy to it, and we're the ones that are expected to pay the bill. At least we're the ones that are expected to pay the interest on the debt for the money that's being borrowed in order to fund all this shit. Because quite frankly, not one dime that everybody pays in taxes on April 15th goes to government. It goes in the pockets of the bankers as interest on the debt. It's all going to service the debt, ladies and gentlemen. Not a dime of it goes to government services. All of that is borrowed at interest, and that just compounds and increases the amount of servicing necessary on the debt, which justifies in the minds of the politicians, those lying, stealing vipers that are sitting
right,
in Congress to not allow you to keep more of their money. See, they've got a different perspective on us. They think that the money we earn are is their money, and that they're benevolent in allowing us to keep a portion of that money for such incidentals as feeding ourselves and so on. Anyway, you're
yeah,
only
well,
have something to
yeah,
say.
Yeah. Yeah, you think about government like Walmart, the chain of Walmart stores all over the country. You know, the corporation is the one that's getting the money, and they only allow the stores so much to run their budgets, and that's it. And the only time they ever give extra money is if there's bonuses that are being given out, or the store needs something that to make it operate better or whatever. But all that money that all Walmarts get goes to the Central Walmart Corporation. Well, the same thing is going on at the Federal Reserve. All the states, counties, cities, towns, all that money that they generate, it goes to the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve gives the states and the counties budgets. For example, I know this for a fact. Let's say your local police department is getting a budget of $3 million, and they only spend $2.5 million. Well, because they only spent $2.5 million, that's all they're going to get the next budget. But if they spend every dime that they got, then they'll get another $3 million next budget. And if they go over a little bit, well, they might get $3.5 million. And then it keeps escalating year after year after year. They have to spend every dollar. Out there on the highway, you see all those construction cones, but you don't see any construction going on. Did you know that each and every one of those construction cones in the budget are an employee getting paid by the hour and overtime? Did you know that? Every single construction crone is an employee in the budget getting paid per hour and overtime.
Yeah, but see, my point in this is that the money that goes into those budgets is not from our taxes. It was created out of thin air. And
borrowed. That might be true. That might be true. Because you figure it this way. Let's say you got 300 million people in the United States, and every one of us are paying, let's say, $200 a piece. How much money would you say that is?
$200
multiplied 300 million times. Well, it's a hell of a lot more money, and I can't count in my head to save my life. But I can tell you, it ain't equaling what they're spending on the military, the police, the government pensions and golden parachutes and the administration fees. Hell, the people in Bell City, California, Bell Gardens, they got busted for $800,000 a year paychecks. The fucking president doesn't make that much money.
The tax money goes to the City of London, and then a portion of that, it gets forwarded onto the Vatican. None of that money goes to us. It goes to the elite, if you will. What happens is the Federal Reserve creates that money out of thin air, and the government borrows it at interest, and that's what goes into the budgets. And then the interest just gets larger and larger because the principal's never paid. There's not enough money ever created that's debt-free that goes into circulation. There's none that's created debt-free that goes into circulation to pay the interest, much less the debt, the principal. So it's
here we're talking about money, but like I said in my rant in the beginning, it's all about control. That's what it is. And they want their one world currency and government, but they got to burst the bubble of the United States. But the problem they're having is that they keep underestimating the ingenuity of the individuals and the people. People that get out and work every day and do what they got to do to supplement their incomes and do whatever they got to do, they keep underestimating that. And because of that, it's having a hard time busting the bubble because of that. And that would be my guess. I'm no
financial analyst.
They're busy spraying us like bugs and poisoning our food and destroying our healthcare system and replacing healthy herbal food or medicines with pharmaceuticals that are filled with their side effects and everything. So, they're reducing our population, so they won't have that problem with all that innovation.
Well, I was going to say the reason that they're poisoning our food and our water and our air is you mix certain chemicals together and bad things happen, and mm-hmm. whenever government pushes things like vaccines. I'm wondering about those chemicals in the air and those chemicals in the water and how they react to those vaccines. And why is the government so out to push for it? And that's what I'm thinking. The right combination and then boom, population control. We're done.
They want us dead. Yep. They want a more manageable, sustainable population. And that means easier for them to control. It fits right into your topic of control, because that's exactly what this is all about, is control and
exactly.
power.
Exactly.
Their power.
Exactly. Right. And they would control nature if they could. They try.
Well, they're doing a damn good job at controlling humanity.
I mean, hell. They even try to control our vacations. Did you know that the Army Corps of Engineers handles our lakes, some of our campgrounds?
Well, yeah. They had no business controlling any of it, but they do anyway. You know, Article 1, Section 8. Clause 17 of that Constitution everybody claims is in force forbids the government from controlling, the federal government from controlling anything within state borders except for specifically enumerated purposes. And I assure you, none of those are national parks, national forests, national preserves, national wildlife refuges.
You want to know where you're making your mistake, Thomas? And I hate to be the guy to point this out to the historian powerhouse here, but every state park, every waterway is incorporated, and all corporations, according to the 14th Amendment, are under the jurisdiction of the federal government, which means the federal government owns every state, every county, every city, and every person.
No, it doesn't, because the 14th Amendment was not lawfully ratified.
Wait. According to them, they own everything, including you and I. But here's the thing. We can either choose to sit back and let them believe that, or we can get off our asses and do something about it. And that's what I want to do. I want to do something about it, but kind of hard to find some people with balls in their pants now, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm beginning to think that most the American males have been castrated.
Yep.
They're pussies. They're running around. They're not men anymore. They're pussies.
I remember a time that if you would have said something bad about a man's wife or family, he would knock your teeth out.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people talk shit all the time and nobody does anything.
That's because of the fluoride and the lithium that they put into our air and our food supply and our water. Because it's just made everybody nice and dumb and complacent. Actually, I got a place here, they filter out the fluoride in the water where I buy my water. So I really don't have that problem anymore. I rarely have ever even drink a little bit of tap water anymore, even here in Libby, because I really don't know if they put fluoride in the water supply here or not at this point in time. But I don't want to take any chances, so I get a source that's used osmosis to filter out the water or the fluoride. And I suggest that anybody that can afford to do it and can do it, do it. Because, you know, you only have one. You have one life in this. Well, I think we have. Well, that's another conversation. But you're only on this temporal life for a set amount of time, and
right,
they're robbing you of much of, you know, with the poisons they're feeding you and putting in your water and shit. And you know, you have the power. The American people have the power. Can you imagine if the community just marched on the freaking water bureau and said, "You're not going to put that shit in our water. I don't care what the politicians say. Don't put that shit
right.
in our water." You know, that they
right.
would stop
would...
tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
they would have a fight first
that.
Because they would call the cops right away. That's for sure. And then you would have
that's
a fight.
That's
but
fine.
You know what? The way
you
I see it
this.
Is that these
the order.
These
you
cops that are
the
enforcing tyranny. God damn, what the hell was I just saying? Tyranny. Yeah,
yeah.
I lost my train of thought in the middle of speaking.
The people that would be willing to do that, if they did that, would also be willing to cut through the order followers like hot butter through, or like a hot knife through butter. And they would.
Yeah, well,
we would outnumber the order followers.
The way I see it is these cops that want to enforce tyranny, tyrannical law. Why the hell do they hate their country so much? Why do they do
and
that?
And their own families. Their own families is drinking that shit too. You know, they're
right.
being poisoned too. But yet they well, you know, they're after that pension. I guess they figure they'll survive the poisons long enough to collect the pension. And, you know, the families, your grandchildren, you know, that don't matter so much. As long as they have a secure future.
Yep.
Come on, think about what that reasoning is.
Thomas, you remember the WWF wrestler Dusty Rhodes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we got John Grisham. Sounds just like him. He's got his hand up. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Gonna
have to start calling you Dusty, man.
I say, to be the man, brother. Woo! You gotta beat the man.
Yeah. So, what did I hit the nail on, or are you talking about Thomas hit the nail?
These cops is forcing tyranny laws. That's what they're doing. Just like when they took away my kids, they violated all of our rights, and they won't let us have justice because they know what they done was wrong. And I keep saying to myself, y'all law enforcement are supposed to enforce the laws, but in our case, you ain't forcing them.
Yeah, but you want to know something, John? Most cops that I've talked to coast, they don't know any better. They think that they have no choice. They have to do this. They have to enforce this law because it's a law. They don't know that they are only obligated to enforce constitutionally protected law. They don't know that. They think that they're supposed to check and see if you've been doing drugs or drinking or whatever the hell it is that they think they got to do, because they think they got to do this because this is what they're being trained. And that's the problem. If we can get to these police training academies and get people in there like Thomas Mick or Chris Ann Hall, if we can get people like that in there to start making these people get educated to know, you, the day they hung that badge on you, you have the lawful right to arrest anybody telling you to enforce an unconstitutional law. But they don't do it because that doesn't work with their New World Order agenda. And your kids are just a commodity to them, an asset. And they don't give a damn about you and me.
They sure don't. And this is where I see the problem comes in, is that I don't get it. The American people, they see what the government is doing is wrong, but then the problem is they won't do nothing about it.
Well, they're confused, John. Look at it. Look at what you see online. If you're reading the posts of all these different people that you have on your friends list, or they shared this post to that friend or whatever, you read them. Some of them, oh, the evil politicians, blah, blah, blah. And then the next post down the road, honor the men in blue, the thin blue line. They're confused. They don't realize that that guy that they're condemning in Washington, D.C., is sending the guy from the thin blue line to go and enforce his will on you. And these guys that go to D.C., they get on TV and they tell, they say, well, I'm not for this or I'm not for that. Well, here's the problem. Mr. Senator, Mr. Congressman, you were not elected to be for or against anything. You are supposed to be representing your constituents, your people's will. And that will cannot override or violate the rights of the individual. And see, the thing is that they think they're going to D.C. or to the state capitol to do what they think is right. They're not doing what we, the people, think is right. And that's why we used to have a citizen's grand jury, which had superior power to all government and independent of all government, where the citizen's grand jury could bring government people up on criminal charges. Have you ever noticed that you can't do that these days? You can't file criminal charges against a bad cop or a judge? Why not? Why do these cops and these judges and prosecutors, why do they get immunity? And why are we allowing them to have it?
Because they control the grand jury.
Grand jury is different than a citizen's grand jury.
Well,
the citizen's grand jury is an authority above the judge and above the prosecutor. A grand jury is under their authority.
Well, the grand jury is a large jury that's not supposed to be under the control of government. It's not supposed to be under the control of the prosecutor. Now, I don't think there's any distinction between grand jury. The grand jury is the grand jury, and then you have the petite jury.
According to attorney Larry Klayman, there is a big distinction. And the distinction is that the people that sit on the grand jury are led to believe that they're under the authority of the judge and the prosecutor, and a citizen's grand jury appoint the judge and the prosecutor, not somebody else. And that judge or prosecutor is under the citizen's authority. But we don't have them, and we haven't had them since the Civil War because the courts have found a way to do away with them. The same thing as a citizen's arrest. Up until the 70s, you and I could make a citizen's arrest. Now we can't do that anymore.
This is where I see the whole problem is that, and I told some people this, I said that unless the American people would stand up and show the government, that's it, we have had enough, now we are going to take over. I mean, nobody just don't want to do that. They just let their government get by with murder. And then the government is saying to itself, well, we can do this and that. Nobody ain't going to do nothing to us. And you see, the citizens is sending the wrong message.
Absolutely right. But let me ask a question. You're a father. What happens when you let a child rule your house and be spoiled?
Oh, boy, he's going to get so spoiled you can't hardly handle him.
Right. He gets to be a little obnoxious and hard to deal with. And what happens when you discipline that child? He learns that there's consequences behind his actions, right?
Right.
Well, think of the government as children that are
extremely spoiled. They're getting away with whatever they want, whenever they want to do it, and nobody's giving them any consequences for what they're doing. And now we have a spoiled child for a government. We need to discipline them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't care who you are, what you say. You have to give them justice. That means you and me, Mr. Citizen, we need to get out there and make these people face justice. Unfortunately, most of them are guilty of the crime of treason against we the people. They need to be publicly made examples of. Yeah, I think it's you, Matt, because you're sounding that way too, brother.
And we're all okay. Are we all sounding like that to each other? Just checking.
Am I sounding bad to anybody else besides Matthew?
It sounds like he's breaking up.
Yeah, Matthew is breaking up. What about me? Am I sounding broken up?
No.
No.
Okay, yeah, Matthew, it's on your end, brother. It's not me. Anyway. Anyway, guys.
I want y'all to know this. I've been trying my best to get people to listen to me, get on my side, and let's stand up against this tyranny government. But it seems like my plea is falling on deaf ears.
Join the party, John. Scott Overmiller and his girlfriend, Chris, they tried to do what they had to do with the trucking strike. And it didn't go as far as we would like it to. So they had the same thing going on. I had the same problem since 2009. I talk and talk and talk, and I don't do this show so that I can hear myself talk. I'm doing this show to gather like-minded people. But unfortunately, people like Casey Massey already got the police and the government already on their ass, and if they make a move in the wrong way, they're going to go to prison. And you know, but KC, he don't care. That guy pisses kerosene. He'll go after them, but you know, he's not dumb either. He's not going to do it by himself. John, do you have anything else to add before I bring in other guests with their hands up?
I still want to encourage people to stand up against the government and make the government pay for not only when they took my kids away unjustly, but for the other people, make the government give the people justice that they have done wrong. Because if you keep letting the government get by what they're doing now, it's just only going to get worse and worse, and none of us don't want that.
Nope. Nope, we don't. All right, John, I appreciate you calling in, and I'm going to put you on mute so another folks can have a chance to talk.
Okay,
so,
and Earl, I want to thank you so much for having me on your program.
Oh, you're always welcome, John. All right. Anyhow, my buddy Scott Overmiller and his girl Chris Young, you got your hand up. What you got to add for us, brother?
Yeah, I agree with what John was saying there. It's all the pussification of America. You know, you can't get anybody standing together trying to get anything done in this country anymore because everybody's so afraid of the government and what the government's going to do to them and theirs. And, you know, you can't get anybody to do anything. Something as simple as a little rally, truck rally, you know, a little innocent truck rally to try to get the media attention and public awareness started, and you can't get people to, even truck drivers, you know, are supposed to have a spine about them, you know, they're big and broly men, and yet you can't even get them guys to stand up anymore. I don't get it, but, and I've asked several people, you know, since this all happened, how do you get these guys to stand up? How do you get them involved? Well, nobody has any answer. Nobody knows how to do it. And and get people to stand up and get involved. And I don't know how to do it either. And then I saw the topic of your show tonight was control, and I thought maybe you're going to get in a little bit, Earl, with the mega carriers and how they're controlling everything that's going on in the trucking industry right now as far as rates and stuff, and how long we were going to be able to sustain that. I mean, you see hundreds of guys going out of business every day, posting on Facebook, parking my truck, can't do it no more, you know. How long are we going to be under their control? I didn't want to put my hand up earlier and try to crowbar anything in, but, you know.
You're right, Scott, you're right. But, you know, my show is not about trucking. It's about government overreach and get off your ass and do something about it, whether you're in a truck or you're in a small business or you're just a homeless guy. It doesn't matter. Get off your ass and do something. That's what my show is about. It's not about trucking. So, but I'll tell you what, you're right. When I ran my own business, before I went into business, I'm one of those people that I got to go through all the P's and cross the I's and all that stuff. But I sat there at the truck stops and I listened to other owner and operators. And the biggest thing I always had a problem with was the owner and operators constantly whining and bitching about the fuel price. And then I look at these guys and I would say, wait a minute, you own the tractor and trailer. You're giving this shipper or broker or trucking company a service. I'm moving that freight for them so that you make a profit and they make a profit, right? Right. So why are you paying for the fuel? Well, I got to pay for the fuel. What the hell? Are you stupid? No, I'm not stupid. Because you know what? When my buddy Angel Bear builds a house, he doesn't buy the fucking wood. The customer buys the wood. So if you're hauling freight, you shouldn't be buying the fuel. Your customer buys the fuel. And if you're accepting the load where you wind up paying for the fuel and the taxes and all that stuff because you failed to charge enough money, well, then you're a dumbass and you deserve to go out of business. Am I wrong?
No, I agree 100% with you. I think along the same lines you do. The only thing is, and I'm still getting decent rates, Earl. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be out here running my truck if I wasn't. I'm still able to do that. However, there's guys all over Facebook and all over the country in different forums saying, you know, they're hauling freight for $1.30 a mile and stuff like that. And it's because of the mega carriers, you know, they're pushing the freight rates down and, you know, controlling us and, you know, everything else. And my question was going to be to you and your panel, well, how long can this continue to happen? I mean, I know we've seen it in government for decades now, but how long can this continue to happen in the trucking industry? That was my question.
Well, I gotta throw a couple of things out here. One thing is it's only businesses that are too big to flail that get to lose money and stay in business. And the other thing is, as far as staying in the trucking industry, until they can get all the robo trucks up and running, and you find a job in the tech sector somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what?
The obvious answer. I'm not saying you do. I'm not saying you're wrong by any means. You know. Yeah. You should be able to pursue the livelihood that you choose to. Provided you're not screwing people over or committing fraud and whatnot, you know, but they're making it harder and harder for you to do that. I see that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Fubar.
Hey, Scott, you know what? I got an idea for you to stay in business and make a profit when the trucks are all automated trucks. You ready for this idea?
I don't know if I dare listen to it. Go ahead, Earl.
Make sure that you got a fleet of tow trucks, because when all them automated trucks are following their GPS, you're going to make a killing pulling them out of their ditches.
Yeah, I know. Well, my tow truck's going to be an autonomous truck too at that point. So, you know, what am I going to do? Sit back and operate a joystick.
Now, the automated truck ain't going to be able to hook up a tow truck to a trailer and a tractor that's in a ditch because it followed a GPS down a little dirt path somewhere. So, yeah, you'll make all kinds of money. Yeah.
There you go.
You know as well as I do that these idiots that are driving some of these trucks can't figure out that they should not follow that GPS at all times. You know what I mean?
Come up with a video game that actually trains drivers how to drive properly, you know. So, you know, go into software development, man. Become a, you know, make a game. And then, so you can stay home and work by joystick.
Yeah.
No, okay, sorry, I'll hush. No.
No.
Yeah, right.
That's basically what it's coming down to. I mean, he says the whole thing in a nutshell there. I mean, that's what the government wants, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Have a bunch of kids that are gaming in
their mommy's basement in their underwear. They can joystick tractor and trailers all over the country. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what the government has in mind, and they think it's going to work. But, you know, it's like I tried to bring up.
You remember that the government thought we were all going to go to the train station to get our products and move it to the stores because the trains were going to be the long haul truckers.
Hey man, they've been training kids to fly, you know, UAVs and kill, you know, new and interesting people on foreign lands for decades already in the game industry. So, you know, why not put them something productive? No.
All right. Well, anyhow, listen, are you and Thomas doing your third hour this week?
We can't.
Why can't we?
Because you're in the position of the.
Oh, yeah. I had to do the call in to the host number. That's right.
So we're
all right.
Stuck with the two.
My apologies. My bad.
That's all right. We had a discrepancy in the beginning of the show. But anyway, you know, control, we don't have any control. And neither do they. And that's the thing I'm trying to make you understand. Government thinks they have control, but they do not have control. Because if every one of us in our privacy of our bedrooms or out at the campsite decided we had enough, let's do something, let's make a plan, let's go after these bastards, and let's start taking them all prisoner or hanging them. Well, there's nothing they're going to do to stop it. Because they can have all the drones in the world, but if they're being grabbed out of their beds at night or they're being grabbed off the streets in the middle of the day, somebody somewhere will come up with the idea how to do these things. God hope that one day I win that big, big lottery, because if I did, I guarantee you it would happen. It would happen because you know what? The only thing that stops me from doing anything physically stops me from doing anything is that I got to secure my own home first. Once I know my family is okay and I've got the money to do it, the government better pray I never win that big lottery.
Yeah, well, the American people are right now are digging themselves a grave because of their inaction. There is an awakening going on. And my hope is that more people just walk into their freedom, basically tell the government to fuck off and start walking in their freedom and stop asking permission to exercise their rights. And then, the only time that force is necessary in that case is when government insists. When they try to insist, that's when you use defensive force to tell them that, you know, no. Not only no, but fuck no. Go away. Leave me alone. And if they won't, then put them in a grave where they won't bother you anymore. Now, unless people are willing to do that, then they're slaves. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We are all slaves unless we're willing to stand up and do what is necessary to be free men and women. I mean, that's what it comes down to. There is no wiggle room there. You're either free or you're not. And if you're doing the will of other people and you're asking permission to do what the Creator already told you you could do, then you're somebody's bitch. You're somebody's slave. You're doing
that's
the
right.
will of somebody else, and it ain't the Creator. That's for damn sure. So unless people are willing to stop being bitches and stop being slaves, I guess, you know, they're all comfortable with their chains. They're all happy with their chains
Let me tell you one more thing. I have noticed in my time of being an activist and doing the trucking rallies that the people respond to our actions. So if somebody got out there and started doing exactly that, going after these people defensively or offensively, because the way I see it, all the things that they've ever done needs to be brought to justice. Every one of them need to be brought to justice. That's the way I see it. That's me. But
you know,
once somebody gets out there and starts doing it, others will start falling in line because they will see the results of it.
I had somebody on MeWe today in a comment. Actually, he told me I was full of shit. But he says, you know, that government has to be held accountable, and that, you know, if the government is violating our rights, then they need to be called, you know, taken before the courts and all this stuff. And I asked him, who's going to do that? Okay, who's going to do that? And who is doing that? And he didn't answer back. I mean, he couldn't answer that because nobody's
right.
doing shit. And to expect the corrupt bastards in government to correct themselves, that deserves a lot of laughter. That's one hell of a big joke on the American people, because those bastards ain't going to do shit. And we know it.
Right.
Anybody
right.
that's got half
right.
a brain knows that these assholes cover their own. They don't do anything that's with an eye to justice. They cover their asses, each other's asses.
Right.
They're all corrupt bastards. And the only thing
Thomas.
That's going to stop them is the American people, period.
You're absolutely right.
But I contend, and I thought this thing through, if people just simply, because there's a lot of people that have this problem that they just don't want to start going fisticuffs with the state, even if they were victimized. They're just not willing to pick up the gun and go kill people anymore now. But the way I see around that is, hey, just start telling the government to go screw themselves. Don't pay the taxes. Don't obey their laws. When their laws are in violation of your rights, fuck them. Don't obey it. And then if the government comes trying to insist, that is the time to draw your weapon, because now it's your life or theirs, and it's right there, black and white. And then all the ambiguity goes away. All the scruples go away, because now you either draw that weapon or you surrender that weapon and submit to being a slave. That's what it comes down to.
All right, Thomas, when you're talking, do you look at the board? Are you able to see the board?
Yeah, I'm seeing the board right now.
All right, well, we've got the one and only mother of Charles Dyer on the line, and she's got her hand up. Hey, Mama Bear.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted
How are
to
you
tell
there?
You I have a message for you from Charles.
Me? From me? From me?
He said to tell you that he's proud that you're still supporting him, and that even though all of his appeals have been denied, he's still hanging in there, and for you to just keep his name out there and keep working, and maybe we'll find somebody somewhere in this entire United States that has some kind of scruples that will actually look and find a way to help him.
Well, you know, Charles Dyer is a Marine. And from judging from what you've told us in the past on the shows in the past, he was a stubborn little kid, too. So, you know, the boy doesn't have surrender or submission in his vocabulary. No matter what happens to him, he'll never give up. Never.
He does not. If he stays as long as they want him to stay, it'll be about 2040 before he is eligible to come out.
Yeah, well, I would like to see that happen a lot sooner than that because I've said it many times. If I had it my way and I had the guys behind me, I would liberate them. I wouldn't wait for no government to tell me it was okay.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been very, very, very frustrating. Many nights of no sleep. Many nights of having nightmares, me and him.
Mm-hmm.
And especially around the time he lost his dad. That was really hard. I plan on going to see him in the next few weeks. So I'll see. I haven't seen him for quite a while. Haven't been able to, but I am going to.
Yeah, well, you just remind him that the day he gets out of that prison, he promised the Dashboard Outlaw show an exclusive.
I'm quite sure he'll stay with his word.
I'm sure he will, too.
One thing the boy pretty much does.
All right. Well, I hope they're treating him all right, at least. I hope.
Well,
these other political prisoners are not being treated very nicely at all.
Yeah, well, they have their moments, too. But anyway, I guess there was another fight outside his cell the other day. And there's been a couple of stabbings and some fights and that sort of thing. But that goes on all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And one more thing, Mama Bear. Hang on. Somebody's making a lot of noise in the background here. All right, Mama Bear, can you hear me?
You bet.
All right. One more thing to tell Charles when you talk to him. You tell him that Sandra Zofsky, the nurse that comes to the Lexington prison, I know her.
Okay.
So he can always get messages to me or to anybody he needs to through her. He could just ask her to relay a message to me.
Okay. I'll do that.
So I'm just
at the moment
I'm just letting him know
he has infected. So
yeah, I'm just letting you know he has backup in case you're unavailable to relay messages.
Okay. I will tell him.
All right.
I
good deal.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever met Ms. Zofsky? She's a real nice lady.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think she's close to 70 years old, but she was like head nurse or something.
No, I haven't seen her. Of course, I'm there on the weekends usually. And I think they're Monday through Friday or something.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
I will let
you
know.
How about you, Mama Bear? Are you in good health, Mama Bear?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing just mean as ever.
Of course. Just like that's where your son gets it. He don't know how to be anything but mean, you know?
No, I told him tonight that I was old and grumpy. He told me I wasn't old and grumpy. I said, well, I bet you I know two FBI agents that think I am. And he said, that doesn't count.
Yeah. That's funny right there. I don't care who you are. We're down to 5 minutes, everybody. Everybody, unmute everybody because we got like 5 minutes and we're not having a third hour, so I want to make sure everybody's able to get their piece in.
Well, you can mute me if you want to. I've got some things to go do. I just wanted to get you that message. I just got off with him, so I wanted to get there before you got off.
All right. Well, you give him our love, okay? And you tell him that name will stay alive on my show. That's for sure.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, and God bless all of you.
All right.
You too.
Okay. So let's get everybody in here because we've got 5 minutes to the show and the end of the show, that is. And that way everybody can have a word in. Matthew, I'll let you unmute yourself. Anyhow, everybody's mic is unmuted. You can speak your mind.
Good show, guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, let me say one quick thing again. Yeah. Okay, as about control, here's the thing. Like, you've got, like, her son, like, in prison forever, whatever, right? And, there's a bus driver, 20-something years old, on his bus route. He drops off all the other kids and saves this one special needs 14-year-old girl for last.
And
takes her to
and he rapes
out.
Her. I heard about it. Yeah, and doesn't
right,
get no prison
at,
time.
You know, no prison time, 10 years probation, and does not have to register for sexual offender because he has no previous criminal history, and it was only one victim, right?
Yeah,
so
I saw that article.
Tell me, what kind of judges do we have here? And then you've got the judge, you know, of course, that lets the illegals out the back door of her courtroom, you know, to avoid ICE in the front, you know. What are these judges doing? We need to really start thinking about the control that these out-of-control judges have over us. I don't think so. Something's got to be starting to be talked about.
Law enforcement thinks they're God. As a matter of fact, so does most people. They think they're God because they
that
give these rulings.
Yes.
They do
you
this
surely
and everybody
will not die.
Goes,
you,
yeah,
you will
yeah.
be this God. Yeah.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but
you
get,
God.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you get caught with one joint in your pocket,
yeah.
you go to jail for 15 years.
You're lit up, you know, because you're solid good labor for the prison industrial complex. We're for
yeah,
pennies
makes
on
no
the
sense.
Dollar. This is insanity.
It makes no sense.
All insanity.
What? You're right, though, Audrey. What the hell is wrong with these people? A guy that likes to get a little high, he gets 15 years, but a guy that likes to rape somebody's daughter, he doesn't get no jail time. Something is definitely wrong with that problem.
There's something very wrong
the
in our judicial system. Because, first of all, Hillary Clinton is not in prison. Therefore, we have no judicial system.
Well, if she went to prison, there'd be a lot of judges going to prison and a lot of other politicians.
Yeah, well,
because,
you know, how can you trust the president, but is it going to make it happen? As long as she's not in prison, I have no trust in anything in this country, period.
Well, you got to consider that the judges that let pedophiles off are likely pedophiles themselves.
Of course they are. How did they get to the positions they're in without being Luciferian, baby-eating, spirit-cooking baby rapers? Of course.
Yep. And American and
all right.
Americans tolerate them being where they
we're
are.
We're down to 1 minute, guys, and I'm going to take
my
this
last
minute to save. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Scott, John, Mama Bear, Chris, Audrey, our Texas lurker that's listening in the background, and thank you, Thomas Mick. Thank you, my brother-in-law, Matthew. And I hope to see everybody again next Monday. Until then, God bless America, right?
Right.
Anybody else? Anybody else got something to add before the show ends?
Well, I just muted everybody while you were talking.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right. I'm going to just say goodnight, and I'm going to go get my smelly ass a bath and get up early in the morning and go play truck driver. So thank you, everybody, for coming to tonight's show, and I hope you come again next week and bring your friends. All right. We're done for the night. Thank you. God bless. All right. Bye-bye, guys.